possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's the name of this song, Tobin?
Sir Duke.
You're looking at it. There's no...
What? How? What do you mean? I don't have that screen. I don't have what you think I have. I don't have. I know Stevie Wonder.
Don't listen to him, Leroy. I texted him on break what song I was going to play.
Did he? Yeah.
No, why would I know that?
How do you not know it?
You really don't think I can know a Stevie Wonder song?
Yeah, I do.
He's very famous.
I know.
Very famous. I mean, although Bomani Jones does not believe he's blind.
It's amazing that this man has been creating music since he was a teenager. What is this? First song was Fingertips. I think that's the name of it. And the whole time people have questioned whether he's blind or not.
Well, I've only seen Bomani Jones question that.
No, there's been others. Comedians say do it all the time.
I don't know. Well, he's had some funny, I don't know if they're jokes, but he's had jokes about this, or he's had interactions with celebrities and they're like, so there are other things to the conspiracy theory, but I subscribe that he's just blind. I'm going to accept that.
You would accept that.
What?
That's what he wants.
I mean, music can't see. What's one got to do with the other?
Music?
That was deep. Music don't see, Tobin.
I guess not. Okay. I wasn't here questioning anything. Just happen to know a Stevie Wonder song.
You don't know, Sir Duke.
Leroy also called his shirt his quote unquote shirt.
Yeah.
A sweatshirt. Dream break.
No, so I said that's really why I usually wear a sweatshirt here. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a sweatshirt.
It's a shirt.
When are the Ravens sending you this year's collection? Usually
I don't
Ravens,
know.
The Ravens
don't
usually know. Send you some goods.
I don't know. I gotta be careful too.
What's up with that?
So I don't know
why the Browns are gonna get sensitive.
No. So my question is, do I get, because I found out all the teams have one, those shirts, because Metcalf was wearing a Browns one. The same black.
Oh, and they didn't send you one of those?
No, the Browns don't send nothing.
So how'd he get it?
I don't know. He probably bought it.
He bought it?
He gave it to him. I don't know.
He's a Hall of Famer.
And then, no, he's not, which is another problem.
Sorry.
By the way, guess who I talked to this morning?
Who?
Robert.
How's he doing?
Good. Good, good, good.
You've told him about Ron Pitts?
No. I told him I'm going to London, and he was asking me to do something for him. Well, you know,
seems
Browns funny. Versus Vikings, which is crazy
because
I'm like, whose side am I on?
Whose side are you on?
Huh?
You're on the Browns side.
I don't know. Here's what's amazing about that. Do you go with?
I won't tell Jay Crawford.
Do you go with the place where you're more loved? Or do you go where you had the most success? because I've never been to a Vikings game. I've never been back to a Vikings game.
I know. I feel like the Browns fans really love you.
No, but and Minnesota is kind of crazy too. So I don't know how to, I
had a lot of highlights in that Vikings uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great team.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to I've always been a little like,
who do you love more? Robert Smith?
Not, no,
or Bernie Kosar.
It's not even that. It's just a different, like it was just two different places where like I don't know how to explain it.
Don't dance around this. Who do you love more, Kosar or Culpepper?
Come on.
I'm not dancing around.
Come on.
Say it.
Who am I?
Say it.
See, I can't even say who am I.
Metcalf or Randy Moss?
No, Metcalf's my boy. Like I'm not gonna trip.
Okay. Right.
But I would say, I mean, I feel the same way about Robert and Harold.
Keenan McCardell or Randy Moss?
Keenan's
my boy too.
Keenan was good.
But like again,
I know who's not your boy.
Who?
Old Silver Fox Vinny Testaverde. He ignored him.
I didn't.
Oh, that's why you make fun of my gray hair.
He was unrecognizable.
He wasn't. I don't think he was. He was a very recognizable Vinny Testaverde.
I hadn't seen him with all that gray. I mean, he is just wearing it proud.
Oh, man. I'll tell you where you want to wear it proud. When you got that dry cleaning, that wardrobe's looking nice, Leroy. You get it out of the plastic. Woo-hoo, man. It's a good feeling. And I'll tell you who makes it feel the best. And that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, Leroy. Our boy Ara, he's going to take care of you guys. And you guys can call or text him anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. 40 plus years owned and run. They keep it in the family, Leroy.
They can do same day sewing. Ara's mother is the on-site seamstress. So you know you're going to get the best care for your clothes. It's back to school.
Yep.
You know, after that first week of school, your kid come home and say, "Mom, how could you buy me these clothes? They're too short, too long. They don't fit right." Ara can hook you up. They service all of Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach. They can pick up and drop off your orders. And guess what? If you mention our name, that's Tobin Leroy, you get 25% off.
Hooray!
Go ahead and save that money. Get your clothes hooked up. Get ready for school. Yes. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm taking you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins, they had their second day of joint practice today. It went a lot better. I'll give you a training camp report here, brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Chop Robinson returned to practice today. Tyreek Hill. They're still being pretty cautious with him. Mike McDaniel did imply today that it doesn't seem like a lot of the starters are going to play in the second preseason game, which means get ready for some Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers.
Yikes. Were you surprised by any of their performances, or was it just as you expected?
Honestly, I don't think it. I thought it was exactly how you probably could have drummed it up going. I think that we've learned Zach Wilson has the pocket presence of a naked mole rat, okay, and that he's got a real piss whistle when he unleashes it.
I would say
he had some nice throws,
yeah,
but also, you know, had some moments where you're like, whoa.
Here's the other problem. And a lot of people have pointed this out. Now, what makes this offense different than a lot of other offenses is you do a lot of throwing to spots. And it's part, you'll probably need to get used to that, to be honest with you. If you're not familiar with playing that style of quarterback, it's probably not as easy to do as you would think. So I'm always going to be a little cautious to think that, you know, you have Tua that's coming in and has always excelled at it, to think that everybody can come in and just anticipate those throws, throw those open areas,
yep,
and be accurate. That's not something that all quarterbacks are accustomed to. So it's going to take time, whoever the backup is, to be able to do that, because it's not an offense that they're accustomed to playing or being quarterback in.
Yeah, I mean, look, they gave Zach Wilson a lot of money, and you're going to have to look at Quinn Ewers if he's going to do any replacement of Zach Wilson in that backup spot. He's going to have to ball out, and he was not very good that first game.
They can put him on practice squad, though.
They could. I mean, it's almost this give and take, right? Like, you don't want him to be too good, because then you got to give, like, what happened with Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson balled out so much his rookie year that they had to give him a roster spot, because otherwise somebody would have probably scooped him up.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Quinn Hughes is not going to do anything to make you think that.
I don't think so. Right. I mean, if we're going off the last game, now maybe as a big bounce back performance himself.
It's just a hard. And I'm not saying this is not an indication of what kind of quarterbacks they are. This is hard to just all of a sudden, I'm going to be this type of quarterback that throws to open areas, anticipates, and know that people are going to be there.
Right.
No, it's not that easy. And people make it sound like, oh, why can you get a job? It's really hard to try to determine if somebody can or can't do that if you've never seen them do it. Anticipate throws, throw to open areas. Not that easy. So. Maybe it's, you know, the team's fault for having an offense that's only unique for one person, that only works for one person.
A couple of things that have come out today. The Brian Flores lawsuit with the NFL, it is going to go to trial. The NFL, according to this court ruling, the NFL can be put on trial over civil claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches face discrimination. The federal court appeals court ruled on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So that is between Flores and his claim against the league and three other teams, the Broncos, Giants, and Houston Texans. So they that will go. And this is, of course, the NFL also got ruled against this week with the John Gruden case as well, which, if this stuff goes to discovery, there could be some interesting stuff that leaks out, or there could be a big ass settlement. I don't know how it's
going. Having a system that only one guy can run seems pretty faulty to me. No, dude, if you look at all starting quarterbacks, they all have a system that adheres to their abilities and what they can do. Like, who are you going to get to back up Lamar Jackson?
Right.
That is a unique system for him. Right. Josh Allen. So much of their game is them being Josh Allen or them being Lamar Jackson. Like, it happens all the time. Like, you don't just have a standard one guy, you know, type of position. Like, no, all these quarterbacks are in systems that accommodate them, because that's your most valuable piece. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I it is, and that's kind of one of the big things is like, look, Mike McDaniel got the job because he was here to fix Tua.
Right.
Like that was part of that was part of the appeal of him is that he could that he sold to them that like, hey, I think you got something here.
How many people could be Jalen Hurts?
Right.
Right. Like, so like stop making it sound like now the problem is that in all these other positions, you don't have to find a backup because the guys play most of the time. So when you have to have that stretch or that one game at the end of the year where you have to play a backup, by then nobody cares. Just with the Dolphins, you've needed a guy to have to play important minutes or important games that may determine your season. That's the problem.
There's a piece today in The Athletic that interviewed Mike McDaniel about what he did at the end of last year and trying to get things right with the Miami Dolphins. And this is Jeff Howell from The Athletic. And according to this, Mike McDaniel sought a fix. He asked team leadership during exit meetings how they could grow and improve during his fourth season on a mission that six consecutive head coaching predecessors failed to accomplish, win a playoff game. McDaniel and the Dolphins are collectively determined to find a unified vision. Quote, for me, the reps allow me to understand the job more. I understand more of my job is being tailored to what people need. The job is hard. Don't ever get it twisted. It's very clear that everybody's depending on me to be better every single year, depending on me to be at my best. I'm not in the business of letting people down that depend on me. McDaniel said that five players on the 2024 roster incurred half of the team's internal fines for distractions, such as being late. Well, we know one of them who's probably in Pittsburgh, I would guess.
So if it was him, but I'm like, here, I don't know how to say this. I'll just say it. If you're the guy running up all the charges for being late, can you complain about the situation?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. This Jalen Ramsey.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
He's a complainer.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's a complainer.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bit sassy, this Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, he's been that way his whole career, so let's not make it sound like there's something new. He's always been that way. That's fine. That's fine. But I would just say you can be that. I would prefer that you weren't a hypocrite about it.
It says, let's say the Dolphins were intentional about the players they wanted to retain this season, along with the kinds of players they wanted to add. But what about Tyreek Hill? It's more than fair to point out that star wide receiver's lack of commitment to the end of the season, along with Tua Tagovailoa addressing the matter early in camp. That was certainly the type of distraction McDaniel and the Dolphins wanted to avoid this year, but there's a reason to believe that it's been left in the past. Perhaps the biggest reason is the Dolphins, who are always willing to make splashy roster decisions, never showed any genuine interest in moving Tyreek Hill during the offseason, according to several high-ranking league sources. Sauces. Mike McDaniel also said, one of the most difficult things out of all this is flipping 2-6 to 6-2 on the back of the core of the foundation of our team. I think those players had succeeded with drag, and realistically, we just got to the point where the players were ready to hear the coach and the connectivity with the guys who have been here as we've evolved as players and coaches. That's a lot of words for me, dog. As we've evolved, not surprising for Mike McDaniel, as we've evolved as players and coaches.
Bedtime story.
He's just very wordy. No one is talking about the 6-2 turnaround because no one talks about teams that don't make the playoffs or win playoff games. And that has been real for our team. I think that they have to manifest what they want to take control over every day. I've seen very diligent work from everyone.
Let me just, this is why sometimes I find difficulty having conversations with fans. Other teams' backups can get 3 to 4 wins. Our backups can't even score more than 10 points. It's not the backup's problem, dude. Right? Like, let's think of it this way. Usually when you have a young quarterback or a backup quarterback, what do you do to protect him? Run the football.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that.
They did not.
So, like, it's something about putting the guy in a great position to succeed. You got him out there slinging it, which is probably not his best, you know. And they're backing up deep, so he's patting the ball, getting sacked. So it wasn't a good no.
Nah, I mean, I think the only thing you can say is, like, look, they do have to make the decisions on who they think should be in that position. And, like, Skylar Thompson not getting any better from his rookie year last year. I guess you could say that. Like, he's been in the system.
No, I understand. I understand all that. But what I'm saying is they didn't do him any favors by what offense they were running.
Let us not forget the Tim Boyle days. Oof.
Oof. Wait.
Oof.
He started.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started after
Skylar got hurt, and then they got Snoop.
Snoop, Skylar is in a perfect spot. Hey, how long before Skylar's playing in Pittsburgh?
Can you tell me, dude?
It'll be an upset if he makes it. If Aaron Rodgers makes it past 8 weeks, upset.
The old aren't very durable.
Yeah, which is fine. That's what being old is. Like, I pulled a muscle doing egg toss. Like, I know what it feels like.
That did happen. Don't be so hard on yourself, though.
No, I'm not hard. I'm just, that's the reality of it. That's the reality of it.
Also, Mike, you finished 6-3.
Keeps lying.
Stop lopping off.
But technically, wait.
Stop lopping off.
Technically, they did turn 2-6 to 6-2.
No, they turned it into 6-3.
No,
you don't get to just lop off a loss.
No. You don't. I'm not saying that.
Okay, then you finished 0-1.
Yeah, basically
you flipped 2-6 to 6-2, and then you finished 0-1.
Yeah, correct.
Wouldn't you rather just say 6-3?
No, but technically they did turn 2-6 to 6-2.
Okay,
there was another game at the end.
Seems like some seems.
But if you flip it in the next eight games, did you flip it or not?
It's he's got his katanas out with that one.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Finish Him. Finish him.
Speaking of finish him, this guy you're all gonna like. He's gonna be fighting a dirty boxing coming up on August 29th. You guys know I love an accent, especially an accent that can kick ass. Miloš Janičić.
How are you getting all these names right?
Seriously, how do you say that name?
Miloš.
Miloš.
It's got the S with the thing over it.
Miloš.
Janičić.
Janičić?
Yeah, which is...
Spells like, the end of his name like Doncic. Like Luka.
They're from the area.
Yep. Balkan. Back after this.
Finish him.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.